Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. So great to have you with us. Parker Kern here, and the boss is back today. Father Jeff, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back. I actually, I listened to the last couple of weeks. I usually don't because I've already heard it, as we're recording it. Right. But I thought, I think I should tune in, and so it was good, and just grateful for Bobby and Sarah to step up, and just great that people could hear from them once in a while because they're part of the team and
certainly
and all that. So but good to be back at it for sure.
Back in the saddle. So Father, your travels were good.
Yeah, it's been a few days away earlier in May, and so it was that was nice. Listening to your podcast with Bobby, while listening to the ocean, so it was it was good.
We got one earbud in and one earbud, one ear out, so you can hear the water.
Yeah. So I had to turn the volume up, The ocean didn't drown it out.
That's pretty intense though.
I know.
That's a great place to be.
Yeah. So it was good.
Awesome.
But just back at it and back at it in general.
That's right.
Yeah, Bobby and Sarah, you know, talking about the summer lull, and it's really not quite the same for me. A little bit, to some extent, but there's always a lot of great stuff going on, and we got a lot of weddings, and
we certainly do.
There's a quick, on the next one, but it's great, to be able to do for the couples and all that. So we're still in the midst of a pretty heavy wedding season, which again is cool. And also it's interesting not having a school. I have 3 eighth grade graduations within 6 days.
Whoa.
So which is fun too. So we'll see if it goes well, if I get invited back or not, but so that's kind of exciting. I like doing those kind of things. I miss doing those kind of things. So so it'll be good. So a lot of interesting stuff, coming up the next week or so, and
great.
Certainly not a lull.
No.
So, but yeah. And how have you been
in your absence?
Yeah, which is funny because I've really gone 4 days.
Yeah.
But
last week you were a little busy. You couldn't get here. You had meetings and stuff.
Man, I tell you, it's always.
I know.
Yeah,
you're busy guy.
That's good.
I've been good though. Just hanging out, enjoying the nicer weather.
It is nice. Warm. It has been nice. Yeah. It was a touch warm.
It's misleading too. Because you're used to May being a little bit colder, maybe some rain.
Yeah.
And when it's 90 degrees out and you're sweating, it's a little bit misleading.
Exactly.
This is August weather. Why are we? So that means what's August going to bring?
I know. Kind of worried.
Yeah. But I'm a little worried too.
Yeah.
But you're rocking the short sleeves today, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's rare because, as it's usually so cold in here, but I figured it was so hot outside that might kind of balance out.
Hey, you got a bit. Well, I was giving a science lesson last week about homeostasis.
Ooh.
So you know that, right?
I remember that now.
Yeah, your body's internal thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
So it compensates one way or the other depending on the ambient temperature around you, and then it adjusts your internal.
Yeah.
It's like literally your own thermostat.
Yeah.
In your
body. Is why you sweat, right? Because it's trying to cool you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy stuff.
We talk about it all here.
We really do.
It's something.
Yeah, but all things considered, very good. I think ready for the summer, or the continuation of the summer, I guess. So, and then of course we got a lot going on here, and a lot of weddings coming up, which is so grateful to be a part of that. The first official summer, official summer. So that'd be good. I'm looking forward to a lot of the. We've got many under our belt already.
Yep.
But one in particular coming up in the fall, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
My own.
Oh, I thought you meant that other couple.
No.
Oh, you.
I'm in mine.
Yeah.
I'm
gotcha.
Mine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
Many people have been asking a lot of things. So I'll tell you. Marissa has found the dress.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you found that. Yeah. Many people have been asking me. It's like. What? Did she get the dress? Yeah, she got the dress. So don't worry. She's got it. I haven't seen it. I won't be seeing it for the next 5 months, which is very upsetting. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that it's tradition that you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I, Father. I like to be part of stuff.
Right.
I like to be involved.
That's right.
When I'm not involved.
You don't like not knowing.
Right. Yeah. Like, I just want to take my ball and go home and cry and then hope that somebody goes, okay, fine, you can see.
Wow, I hope it doesn't come to that.
I know.
Yeah. Right. I guess that's between you two, though. So
I would say, but I don't think no. We're gonna be good about it. We're gonna be you know traditional about it.
Yeah, might as well. You only do it once. Yeah, so well, I would. This yes. is the time.
That is right. Yeah, once in a lifetime. So, yeah. but you got the dress. Everything's good. So looking forward to having you there to marry us.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. Can you deadlift about 165 pounds?
I used to be able to. I think, but okay. You might want to bulk maybe up. not so much anymore.
Okay, I was gonna say when she walks down that aisle, just be prepared to catch me.
There you go.
Because I'm gonna collapse, man. I'm coming right to you.
I'm here for you.
I'm leaning.
No, I'll be right there. So you know, I'll be within reach.
Okay.
Kind of like Jesus reaching out to Peter when he was sinking. That's right. You know. Yeah. So I'll grab you. That's not a problem.
What a guy. Yeah. What a guy. You do it all.
You know, that's just one of the many services I offer.
That would be so
catching,
funny to
catching grooms.
Oh. Have you ever had one drop on you?
No, I was gonna say I'd never had it happen yet, but you know, there's a first time for everything, so. So yeah, I'll stretch first.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently
her, as you know, I do it anyway.
Her mom is placing bets on if I'm going to have like a massive emotional moment and I'm sure I will.
No, it's always touching to see, you know, you know, when that happens, the wedding coordinator, at my first, parish at St. Michael's in Findlay, you know, she always used to tell the groom, like, if you cry on the day of your wedding, you have like a year's grace period.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, she goes, if she, and I don't know, who knows if this is true or not, this is what she, you know, would tell the, you know, the grooms, like, you know, if she gets on you about anything, you know, you can say, I cried at the wedding. You know, after a year, that goes away.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that was her big theory.
Right. Doesn't last
but, forever. But no, it's always touching.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it'll, I'm going to take the over on that. I'm going to take the over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Pete Rose it a little bit. I'm probably gonna
bet on yourself.
Yeah, bet on myself. Yeah, put several $100 down and collect the money.
That's
and
right.
Move on with life. So.
That's right. Why is Parker using eye drops? I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I actually had to cry on command one time in high school.
Wow.
For I was in the Glee Club, you know, the musicals and stuff. So I had to cry one time, and it wasn't like I had to actually cry because, you know, you're so far away from the people that they can't actually see.
Right.
But tears. I had to, you know, act like I was crying. So it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. So fewer things to
let's talk about. Get the train on the track here.
Yeah. So as you know, we're looking for a multimedia coordinator here at the parish. This person does like a ton of stuff, you know. So bulletin and all the social media, like someone who knows how to work websites, you know, make Canva posts and, you know, all that fun stuff, you know, deals with Flocknode and all those kind of things. So, you know, maybe it's been a little misleading when you talk about a communications person. Like we don't put out press releases, you know, we're not, you know, this person doesn't like, you know, represent the parish to the news or something like that, you know. So
I think that's your job.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes maybe I've been thinking a bit like communications, but I guess in my mind I meant the kind of communications that parishes have.
Yeah.
So
more so like outbound, just to our people and whoever else are following.
Yeah, content. Right. Yeah, multimedia content, different ways. So, you know, and throwing this podcast out to people and things like that, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you would be in charge of delivering that.
Yeah, that's kind of up your alley. Let them know. We'd like to bring someone on board sooner than later, but also know that it's also a process. But just wanted to throw that out there. I know some people have seen that in bulletin and stuff already, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to let people know too that we are participating in this shoe fest for Helping Hands of St. Louis through Catholic part of Catholic Charities. And so there's a box down in the hallway by Ron Colley Hall for new athletic shoes for school-age children, really, you know, toddler, you know, up through everybody. So, a way of helping people who maybe couldn't get a new pair of school shoes for next year, looking ahead, you know, to help them with that. Of course, we got VBS coming up, which is super exciting. So there's still time to get on board, both to help and to participate. You know, last year was great. You know, and this year, hopefully, it's even bigger and better. It takes a lot of help. Just a fun time. Hopefully, it's not 100 degrees, although we might be inside anyway.
Yeah, and we know it's always cold in here, so that's a wonderful thing.
That's right.
So you can always come back to the ice box.
Yep. And then, of course, you know, this this weekend here at the 11 o'clock Mass, we're honoring Father Herb's 50th anniversary of ordination. But also this time of year, we're also remembering Father Al and his 60th anniversary.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so happy 60th to Father Al and 50th to Father Herb. And, whoa. Yeah, it's a lot of...
110 years
combined.
Of priesting.
That's massive.
That's insane.
That's massive. It's a lot of priesting.
That really is.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. You're con celebrating.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Cool.
I'll be there.
That's good. And Michael Pappas will be coming back too.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to play the piano just for that Mass.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Good.
He will be here.
Nice.
I told him you better practice.
Yeah.
Like, you better, you know.
That's right. Or dock his pay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can dock nothing, but you can.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Yeah. I guess you could not be invited back, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could mute his channel, I suppose.
No. It's going to be great to have him back.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be awesome.
For sure.
I'll probably just mute my own channel because I'm a little nervous myself.
Wow.
I'm just, you know, there's like all these familiar faces, mm-hmm. and then all the familiar faces from now. And
right.
But it's like, wow, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on. So
I think you can hang.
I'll hang. Yeah. I'll hang for sure.
I think you can muster it up.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I
believe in you.
Thank you. Yeah. I believe in myself.
Nice.
So, all right, Father. Well, let's talk some scripture here.
Yeah, so this is actually Trinity
Sunday.
Sunday. So, which is always the Sunday after Pentecost.
Mm.
Although, as I heard, I think Bishop Barron say today, like every Sunday is Trinity Sunday because, right. you know, we're always, you know, celebrating who God is, and God is the Trinity of persons. And right. so...
You start Mass with the sign of the cross.
Right, exactly.
Every Mass.
Exactly. So, right, the Trinity's always there.
Sure.
But, of course, we want to recall this in a special way.
Emphasize it.
Right. Today is part of that, just the gift of who God is, and that we're the life of God that we're brought into. So today, the gospel for this year, Trinity Sunday, actually comes from Matthew 28. Verses 16 to 20. So this is the very end of the gospel according to Matthew. And it's known as the Great Commission. It's kind of like its little title.
Uh-huh.
All right. It says, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age.
Well, kind of lays it down for us.
Yeah, there's so much... There's so much here to unpack. I think that's why it's always been, you know, a powerful passage for people. And so certainly we see, go baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit to bring the Trinity in it. Also baptizing, like, so that word baptized means like to immerse, like to soak, you know? And so like when we're baptized, we're immersed into the very life of the Trinity. Which is maybe why it's good to remember that in a special way today. Sometimes you talk about believing in yourself. Like sometimes we forget who we are, you know, and we sort of undersell ourselves as like people who like are meant, who have been immersed in the very life of God. Mm-hmm. Now, what's our response to that? How do we live that out? You know, what does that mean for us? You know, that's a lifetime of unpacking.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just such a gift to recall that, like, we're actually brought into the very life of God, which is totally amazing.
It really is. And I've, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had the passage, Remain in Me, I Am
mm-hmm.
the Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And you had just touched on the baptism and the immersion, the really soaking, right? You're going in head first. And you know, to remain in that, mm-hmm. right, in that state for our life here and into eternity, metaphorically and literally, is pretty cool. You know, I actually was talking to a woman yesterday who was in the RCIA program in 2018 and was baptized here. and I had asked her, I don't know where this came from, but I just said, you stood in the font, didn't you? And she said, yeah, you know, and it was the first one in our mm-hmm. current sanctuary. And so I'm sure that was very powerful, but I don't know why I asked it in that way.
Right.
But you think about that imagery, right? Yeah. And being baptized in there and being surrounded by it,
mm-hmm.
and then having it come over you.
Yeah.
Really is a powerful visual for that.
Yeah, my first year as a priest, when I was in Findlay, the pastor always had the new guy do the vigil. And their font, if you've been there, is such that you can do like the full immersion. Like, yeah. You literally get in there with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they had to, you know, change afterwards, just like they do.
Did you, like, put shorts on or something?
No, but, you know, so other priests got to cover, you know, until I got back. Oh. But, so, yeah, it's still one of the coolest. And there's, like, I don't know, that year there was, like, 11 or 12 Whoa. To be baptized, and including some kids, you know, and older adults, so, like, everybody in between. It was great. And, like, 11, 12 times, just sort of, you know, dunk them three times.
Yeah.
You know, it was still one of the coolest things I've ever done as a priest, you know, all those years ago. So, yeah, it's a neat thing. What I love about this passage always, well, and there's just so much. You know, Jesus telling us also, I am with you always until the end of the age. You know, and so just like sometimes we forget who we are as people who've been like soaked in the life of God, you know, we also forget that Jesus promised to be with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, always, which is hard sometimes when things get rough for us, you know, mm-hmm. That he is with us. And of course, he's with us in a special way, you know, in the Eucharist and so many other great ways as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, are you a country guy or no? Country
Not
music?
Not really.
Yeah, okay. There's a song by Luke Combs called Even Though I'm Leaving. That's it's really, really poignant. Can I read you the lyrics
sure.
of the chorus? And again, this is not exactly what Jesus is saying, but it just hits me. Just because I'm leaving, it doesn't mean I won't be right by your side. When you need me and you can't see in the middle of the night, just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay. I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I'm not going anywhere. Like, obviously that's very simplified and country musicified, but I think he wrote that about his dad or his mm-hmm. grandpa or something, which is really cool. Puts a lump in my throat. But, you know, Jesus in the same way, he's, you know, not, he wasn't with them in the, you know, in the human form, but he was leaving and he was, you know, saying, go out, do all these things, but I remain with you just as you remain yeah. with me, right?
Right. And we also pray our Father. We also pray, come Holy Spirit. Yep. You know, so, right, we can call upon
those people.
Right. We can call upon the three persons of the Trinity, you know, to help us to reanimate our life and,
mm-hmm.
You know, fill us with the grace that we need as we go forward. Because sometimes we do, like, just, I think, myself included, especially when things are busy or whatever, we just sort of, like, stumble our way through life sometimes,
yep.
you know, but forgetting, like we're claimed by God and sent by God on a mission to help others to come to know the love that God is as well. You know, he told us, go, therefore.
Yeah.
Make disciples, baptize, teach, you know, observe what I've commanded, you know, to live his life, and to remind us too that at the end of Mass we're always told to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Father Joe hit on that, like, in his homily for Ascension.
You know,
go. You know, we're meant to go, but not, we don't go on our own. You know, mm-hmm. we go with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, and so many other you know, spiritual things as well, angels and saints and whatever. You know, it's like, that's the cool thing about it, that we just forget about sometimes, you know, that we're just never on our own.
Yeah.
We never do it on our own. And it's just so amazing.
Yeah, you're constantly surrounded by that presence. And I guess it's kind of on you to first of all, acknowledge it, but you know, utilize it and really immerse yourself again in that, and know that it's always following you no matter what. That should be a great sign of comfort,
yeah.
I would think, and a great sign of just being able to really have that unbelievable, undeserving resource that we have, with us just because of God's, you know, unending love for all of us.
I think Pope Francis talks a lot too about God's closeness and prays that people know God's closeness, and I've kind of taken that up as well, because I just think that that we, even when it's hard to believe or feel or whatever, you know, that there's a grace that we can know God's closeness is indeed a blessing, and what it's kind of there for.
Yeah,
you know, I'm with you always.
And I think you touched on this in your homily for Pentecost this past weekend, that it's not always like an extraordinary, unbelievable, over the top, oh my gosh moment, right? Sometimes it's the little ways for both our relationship with God and our life in general, like events that happen, it's not always super evident to us. It's up to us to kind of decode that and figure out what to do with what happened and really kind of tune into that and understand that really is God working in us and through us.
Yeah. Yeah. From the fruits that's born from that. And even just that we're alive.
Right.
You know,
it's a gift.
I mean, if God didn't love us, he wasn't with us, we wouldn't even be breathing. So,
it's true.
Yeah. It's one of those things we just sort of take for granted. So,
yeah. And I just look around, and especially this time of year, right? You just look around at all of the beautiful creation. And I mean, you go to this is silly, but you go to the supermarket, you see all these people in there, you know, those are all God's children. Like, they didn't just magically show up, right? They're all here for a reason, right? Every time you go on the highway, you see a bunch of cars. That's God. God's living in this world. And, you know, people are working in their own way, right? But they're working with him. He's working in them. And, you know, you look around at the beautiful nature and, you know, this all just didn't happen for no reason, right? There's a purpose to all this. There's a purpose to why we're all here. And it's so special that we've been chosen to be part of this beautiful creation.
Yeah. And that's why on a good day, and I remember, I really sincerely pray, God, help me to know your heart for me and to have your heart for others.
That's right.
I think that's part of just recognizing we're all caught up in the life of the Trinity.
Agreed. Agreed. And with that, Father, would you like to make the sign of the cross, recognizing the Trinity, and say a little prayer?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit. God, help us on this day above all to know your closeness. Lord, I especially just ask that your presence be made manifest in the lives of those who are struggling in particular ways, so that they may know your closeness and your care for them. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Father, great to have you back today.
Yeah, good to be back. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Thank you.